Welcome to our evening prayer for Holy Wednesday. We light a candle as we invite Christ into our lives. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let your ways be known upon the earth, your saving powers among the nations. Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. As we behold your Son enthroned on the cross, stir up in us the fire of your love, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and walk with you in newness of life, singing the praise of him who died for us and for our salvation. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son. That this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts, to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. The first two readings are extracts from Psalm 80 and from Isaiah 5. Tonight's theme is about the vineyard. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt, and when it had taken root, it filled the land. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts, let your face shine that we may be saved. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved has a vineyard on a very fertile hill. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so we move to Matthew 21, the parable of the wicked tenants. What a powerful and challenging parable that Jesus gives there in the heart of Jerusalem. He could not make it any clearer how he felt about the vineyard he was coming into, that it wasn't ready to pay their dues, wasn't ready to give their crop 30-fold, 60-fold or 100-fold in the name of God. Just because they were sons and daughters of Abraham didn't mean they had the right to be in the vineyard. Much more was demanded from them. Jesus said, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir, come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. And when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He'll put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, Have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Christ committed no sin, no guile was found in his lips. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Let us pray. With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Lord, bring healing and wholeness to all peoples and all nations. At this time in particular, whether in high office or low office, whether in good health or in ill health, whether rich or poor, we are all made in your image. We pray for the strength and the courage of those who care, those who lead, those who make difficult decisions. We pray for all those that keep our communities going. We give thanks for the goodness that shines from the divine image within us. Look in mercy, Lord, upon all who suffer, not just from diseases like the coronavirus, but also debilitating and terminal illnesses. And hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Bring comfort to the dying and gladden their hearts with the visions of your glory. Give rest to the departed and those who attend the funerals, so few. And bring them with your saints to everlasting glory. Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God. Amen. The collect for today. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant to us the faith to know you and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.